Injury report, Chuck?
Yep. Leonard Williams did not practice, lower back. Brian Winters did not practice, abdomen. Brandon Shell did not practice, concussion. Robbie Anderson did not practice, illness. Matt Forte did not practice, knee. Austin Safarian Jenkins did not practice, ribs and foot. Mo Claiborne did not practice, foot. Jermaine Kearse did not practice, ankle. Jordan Jenkins was limited, ankle and shoulder.
Any of those guys feel comfortable rolling out?
Not at this time. See how the week goes.
Jenkins, did that occur in the last game?
Yeah.
After the game, we had asked you about Bryce, and you had said he's your starting quarterback right now. Just confirming that's still the case. He'll start against the Patriots.
Correct.
Okay. Can you see Christian getting any action?
We'll see.
What would go into that decision?
We'll see. Bryce is starting.
Do you see yourself splitting the game between them?
We'll see.
Christian getting some limited first-team reps this week? Is that
he's been getting it.
He's been getting
it. How does he look to you with the practice?
It's fine.
When do you imagine you make that decision whether or not Christian will play?
Probably sometime during the game. See how the game's going.
Is he ready to play?
Yeah, he's ready to play.
He's ready to play. Why would you want to get a look at him?
Bryce is the second-team quarterback.
Is there some people tied to, like, who run the league? I mean, every situation's different, but, like, Kansas City's put Mahomes out there this week. Some of the Giants might put Webb out there this week. For a guy who, you know, he's been here 2 years and hasn't gotten into a game at all, is there any, you know, feel like need to get him out there and see what he can do, you know, under the lights?
No, not really. If I play him, I'll be. We'll see how Bryce goes, but I don't feel the need to put him in this game.
Is it a risk reward? You have to weigh what you, you know, the positives that you'd be able to get out of it versus the negatives. I mean, is that?
It's not a risk reward. It's the last game of the season. Bryce had a chance to play two games. We're trying to see what we got in him. Christian's time will come. Put him out there the last game, expect him to be Superman. You know, we'd be fooling ourselves.
I think kind of the public perception isn't necessarily about him being Superman or anything. It's just you want to see the guy play. He was a second-round pick. He was a high-profile player, and he's 2 years in and hasn't played it down.
We see him every day in practice. We saw him in the preseason. We're comfortable.
You said you decide during the game depending on how the game is going. So that would mean depending on how Bryce is playing, if you guys fall behind by a lot.
That would mean I'll decide during the game if I want to play him or not.
Todd, what's a fair number of games to assess a quarterback? You saw Bryce in a different offense last year for a few games. This will be his third start in, you know, second offense. So just as a head coach, how much do you need to see out of a guy before you have a firm handle on what he is or isn't?
Well, for a guy to start that young and start in offense, you got to see a good 5 or 6 games to see if he starts making progress one way or the other. But you want to see things every week to grow and learn from and see those type of things. So that's what we're looking for.
Christian led. I think he got more reps in the preseason than any of the other quarterbacks in games. How much did you pull out of that? I mean, it's only preseason, but maybe from a coaching standpoint, how much did you pull out of that?
Yeah, you can pull a lot out of it preseason. I mean, he had a new offense, too. He learned. He played a lot in the preseason. Mentally, he got better at a lot of things, and he'd go from there. Regular season's not preseason. You don't get a chance to play those guys like you want to, and you don't just pull them in and out and put them in and out and expect them to play where the defenses are more complex than they are in the preseason.
Has Mike McCagnan talked to you at all about the same Christian play?
And Mike talked about his private.
Todd, what did the Patriots look like as compared to when you saw them 2 months ago?
No different. You know, they just plug and play. They move them right along. The quarterback's playing great. The defense is playing well. They're running the ball very well. They got big play receivers and tight ends.
What do you think about signing Harrison?
No, it's no biggie to us. No big deal to us. I mean, he's a great player. He always has been.
What will it be like for you to be back on the sidelines in July?
considering what happened last year.
It will be great.
You're going to reflect on it at all?
Reflect on what?
The health scare and just the fact that you're out on the field and that you...
It wasn't that deep. It wasn't that health scare. It wasn't that serious, guys.
What about the day in general?
The day is like... I'd like to forget that day. Because we got beat pretty badly. The health thing was fine. I mean, I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just, you know, I never thought about it. So, thank you for reminding me.
My pleasure.
No problem.
Todd, what are some of the concerns and things you focus on in a real cold weather game as a football player, as a coach? What are some of the talking points that you stress to your team entering Arctic conditions like this?
Obviously, taking care of the football is number one. You got to be able to take care of the football, not give them short field position like we did last year. So that'll be the number one thing.
Todd, are you excited about the direction this team is headed in terms of the young players that are developing? You only want to talk about the season, what the future could potentially look like. Does it excite you?
It excites me to coach these guys and see how hard they played. And we just got to fix some things and correct some mistakes that we made along the way.
You guys only were able to score 7 points last week. Do you think you need to up the output on offense to facing a quarterback like Tom Brady?
I think we need to try and score one more point than they have.
I've seen Jamal grow from that first meeting with the Patriots, and especially in pass coverage.
As a rookie, you grow every week. It's not the pass meeting from the Patriots. He likes to grow every week from different experience he has during the game, and you know, from a mature standpoint and him figuring things out and what people are trying to do to him, he's gotten better every week.
How would you assess his rookie year with one game left?
I think he had a good season. You know, I think he's learned some things along the way, as any rookie would, but I think he's had a very good season.
How do you say that the sort of the process of growing the culture here and changing the culture here started after that Patriots loss last year and then went into the offseason and then spring? I mean, now going back to Foxborough this weekend, how do you feel like the culture has changed? And how has that process working over these last 12 months?
Well, it's going to change every year regardless of the guys. We happen to have a bunch of new guys, and going back there, it's not really going back to Foxborough. It's just going over all season that we've changed, and we've stayed together as a group and a team and going through adversity and success together. And, you know, it's just a credit to the guys working together. We just got to continue to do that.
Do you feel better about the direction this year in comparison to last year, about where you guys are headed?
Well, the record's the same, you know. The record's the same right now. We just have to get better from a win-loss standpoint.
What's Obi acting on Sunday?
We'll make that decision Sunday.
When you say we'll make that decision Sunday, who's involved in that decision?
Mostly me.
So Mo will make the trip regardless?
Yeah.
How do you balance that excitement about coaching this group of guys with the fact that you still haven't been able to kind of get the job done in the fourth quarter, and how much concern is there that you need to kind of figure that out going forward?
Well, you learn and you teach every week, whether you win or lose, whether it's the fourth quarter, first quarter, whether we were 13 or 14 and 0, you still learn. You know, we're 5-10, and we're going to try to win the last game, and sometimes success comes from adverse situations. They keep happening until we figure them out. Guys are trying to figure them out. Coaches are trying to figure them out. We're working hard at it, and we'll keep plugging.
Take a couple more.
Last year in New England, Bryce, before he got injured, had a really hard time with the wet ball. And after the game, he said he'd never played in rain before. Do you guys do anything like in practice to work with him?
We have wet ball drills in practice.
With him in particular, was that any concern after? I'm sure you heard him say that last year.
Well, we're working with everything, so we'll be fine. Part of his growth.
Ready, good?